Okay, I've got an extra.
I'm sure you got a spare C version.
You got another C version.
Yep. There you go.
Thanks.
Unfortunately, they changed the chords.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's fortunate that we have this version.
I feel like some sort of Talmudic scholar, you know.
He's going back to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I know all the variations and all the old versions.
In 796 BC.
Due to an alteration by a scribe.
And you think you know everything, and then Mark Levine says to you, you want to do the real book version or the right version?
Okay, so we understand the form. We play it through twice on the head. Each solo we do twice, and we go back and do the head. And then
that's like the canonical default
right,
form.
Right, and so the coda is you just play it through until maybe the last bar or two, last two bars we slow down, all right? I'll try to.
Yeah, I mean, just conduct it. You conduct it beautifully. You know?
Okay, thank you. Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay, a one, a two, a one, two, three.
Thank you.
Ones in different major keys. I thought maybe we could go out on another kind of happy one, Song for My Father. We've got about 10 minutes, so we could do maybe two more. So Song for My Father on 373.
Thank you.
not in Chicago.
They wrote that in Los Angeles.
I'm not there either.
So would you like to do one that's real familiar or try a new one we've never tried before?
Oh, try a new one.
I'm always for something new.
Something new, okay. Impressions.
Oh, I have
that. And that is on page 205. And
like
I'll give you an interesting one. It's got exactly the same chord changes as So What. Only it's traditionally done very fast up, but there's also you can do a Latin or more of a samba kind of feel.
If you want to hear a really exciting version of this,
yeah.
Gary Bartz plays the shit out of this piece.
Oh yeah, okay.
Baltimore's own Gary Bartz.
Okay. I'll look for that.
So we have to pick a groove though to get going.
Right, and now unfortunately, I'm more familiar with the Ram Dass. What's his name? Not Ram Dass. I forget his name.
You want Latin or you want?
I want a Latin.
Okay. Latin or bossa or?
More like a samba.
Okay.
So, and I think the bass line would go something like dum dum dum.
What is it called? Swing?
It says,
it's up. It's the original.
A Coltrane up.
Yeah, I think there's an incredibly fast version of
and
Coltrane.
If you want to hear somebody like blowing their
yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Michael Brecker.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Brecker.
Yeah.
Brecker goes to the moon on this number.
That's what I want to hear.
All right.
I'm gonna call that up here.
All right, I'm playing this version. So, come on.
That's what I was doing, and you didn't like it.
I wasn't sure. I don't know if you can hear the bass on that.
Can you put it by the mic?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to wear me out, but I'll do what I can.
Can you do that?
Well, I'm just doing that on the ride rather than the snare.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I could do unbrushes too. That actually might be kind of cool.
Yeah, why don't you do unbrushes?
Anyway, yeah, go ahead. Can't count it off.
There.
it's fun.
Also, since it's the same chords as So What, I'd like it to have some.
So, Russell, an idea for you.
Yes.
I got a new toy at home.
Uh-oh.
Bongos.
Bongos? Okay,
there you go. Bring them next time.
Yeah, next time I come here, if
oh, bongo, oh, that's, yeah, it's
but
like, there's
you know
so
that,
much
really?
You can do when you have hand drums and a drum set together. Mostly
yeah.
It takes half the work off of me.
Well, you know, you can just use your hands on the snare.
Oh, bongos are really cool. I mean,
you know what I really want you to bring, though, is your guitar.
Yeah, I know. I'll work on it.
Because, you know, I'm the only chord instrument, and so... All burdens on me to play the chords.
I'll do it if I can bring my Greer light speed with it.
Wait,
what?
My
overdrive.
I mean, I know what a light speed is.
It's my new toy.
Yeah.
Another new toy.
Well, the best new toy I got was the B-15 by Orient Effects.
Oh.
It's a B-15 that box this big.
Uh-huh.
It simulates the cabinet. And the amp and everything all.
Oh, wow.
And it has a DI out and a direct out for the amp, and you can do
turn
it on and off, and you can
have some. Oh, okay.
That sounds
and
great.
It's dead on.
David?
Oh,
it's dead
cool.
On.
Thank you.
It's really
okay.
Good time. Thanks
it's
for coming.
Not cheap. But it is dead on.
I won't be able to make it next week.
Yeah.
I'll be in Italy.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts in Italy?
Bologna and then Verona.
Oh, wow.
Joining my wife, she's already over there.
You'll be
oh,
a
wow.
Gentleman of Verona.
Yeah. Where Shakespeare took place.
Yeah, and they've got an outdoor theater there that's a Colosseum.
I know.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we're thinking of going to Italy too in the summer. Lee and I. We're thinking to go to northern Italy,
up
in the lake region.
Beautiful. Lake Garda.
Yeah, or north of Milan. I've only passed through Milan on
fantastic.
The train. So we want to go see Milan and then go north.
If you go into the Dolomites, unbelievable. Beautiful.
See, we used to live in Switzerland. We've actually been to that region from Switzerland.
Oh,
on the
wow.
Swiss side. We've been to Bellinzona, you know, which is the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland. So I have a pretty good idea what it looks like, but from the northern side, not from the southern side.
That's one of my favorite places in the world.
All right, great. Well, did you take any organized tours of it or anything like that?
No, just
we're still looking for a good tour of it. But seriously, John, I'd love it if there was another chord instrument that could sometimes fill in.
I mean, I will try to bring it, but it'd be simple stuff only.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we can get together sometime and try and just you know
yeah,
just
yeah,
the
I,
two
I,
of us.
I know I would learn a lot, which is great.
And work it out. I mean, I don't play much, and I can't. I just all I can do is comp changes. I can't solo or anything.
Hey, I would if I could comp the jazz changes.
Yeah, they're not that hard. It's no harder than playing rock and roll, really.
Oh, rock is so easy compared to jazz.
I can't play rock.
Oh.
Depends on whether you're trying to.
I can't
play.
Handle a pick.
Oh, okay.
I just do finger style.
Okay,
depends on whether you're trying to play Frank Zappa or
yeah.
If you call that
rock.
So if we have bongos, what we really need is conga drums, though. And then everybody has to learn about actual Latin Cuban styles, and the clave and stick playing and clave and so on. I mean
cool.
that's like we actually sort of do that with the Brazilian songs, but it's not a proper Latin.
Well, I don't have congas, but I do have maracas and a cabasa.
I have claves.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean that never
there
hurts.
Are plenty of those.
But it's the conga drums are kind of the heart of the Latin sound. I do have a wave drum that makes a pretty good fit conga.
Bring it.
Well, I could do that.
I think of conga drums as being African.
Well, that's originally, yeah, for sure. But then they moved into Cuban, so it became also the heart of Cuban.
I think of Cuban drums as being like tamales, or what is it?
Tamales.
Well, that's a Ricky Ricardo drum. I mean,
bongos, timbales.